this meeting is who you really are. Nothing more, nothing less. Very simple. And yet, thought will complicate, as is its nature. And probably, if you've been on a spiritual path for a long time, you've heard that thought is the enemy, that there's something wrong with thought. Thought needs to be quiet, and perhaps it's believed that the presence of thought somehow disturbs who you think you are, or disturbs some kind of state of peace that you feel. Perhaps you've learnt that emotions, if they come up, disturb your sense of being centered or calm. So what I'm pointing to has nothing to do with a state of peace or calm or no thought. What I'm pointing to is who you really are, who notices thought, who notices a state of peace, who notices emotion, who notices this sound right now, this sensation of sitting on a chair, who notices the appearance of a body, and yet, paradoxically, is not touched or disturbed by anything that happens. So this is something that thought cannot grasp, because I'm not speaking of an experience. I'm not speaking of any kind of experience on any level, no matter how subtle. Not some kind of energetic experience. Not some kind of altered state of consciousness. What I'm pointing to is very real, very down to earth. So simple. Just the way it is right now. Including all the bits that you think shouldn't be there. Although, no doubt, thought will hear this and turn it into a practice. Turn it into something to maintain or experience. And you may well experience something. You may well feel more peaceful, more calm. But depending how long you've been searching for and how tired you are, you may be sick of those experiences, seeing them come and go. They can't be relied on. They can't be relied on to just stay forever. You may have experienced some experience of peace after a retreat or after some meditation. But if you don't continue that practice, or even sometimes if you do, this experience passes. then thought seems to come back in with the idea of I've lost it. My experience is gone. How can I reclaim it? How can I get it back? So this message is for those who are really sick of that. Sick of the search. This is the end of the search. Nothing less. To really know who you are beyond experience. Once and for all. It's not understood. What I'm pointing to is not logical. It doesn't make sense. Because what I'm pointing to is emptiness. Nothing. So in fact there's nothing to point to. Because you know this already, in fact. You are this already. This isn't anything new. This is the most obvious, the most ordinary, intimate knowing. This meeting is for thought. For thought to relax and see that it's okay. It can't be got. It can't be done. It can't be achieved. It can't be understood. It's for thought to relax and recognize who is the real boss, who has always been the real boss.